Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
About this love. About this love. About this love. About this love. Love, 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 love.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host today, About This Love Soundbite. Thank you again for tuning in. Thank you for listening to the one from last week. And I just want to thank everybody who participates on our Facebook or IG with comments. It's definitely mostly appreciated and greatly needed. Thank you in order to push the podcast further. Thank you. As always, I do want to remind you guys just to follow us on social media. About This Love on Facebook, it's about This Love. And on IG, which is Instagram, it's About This Love, all lowercase, all one word, bunched up together. And you can also follow us on our business platforms. IG, it's MDMD_LLC. And of course, all that is lowercase. On our Twitter, it's MDMDLLC, and that's all capital. And on our Facebook, it's Multidimensional Mini Domain LLC. Again, thank you. A lot of what we do in our podcast, we both promote on our business page and on our podcast About This Love page as well, because our business is photography, videography, and sound recording and sound editing. So it's just, you know, more so promotional for us to put that on both platforms rather than one. So if you follow us on one, or if you follow us on business or About This Love, you definitely see them on both. So again, thank you again for your for the support and the love. Let's begin our topic for today, which is titled Setting Boundaries. And today I'm going to kind of go through the questions, or some of them are not questions, but I'm going to go through the questions. And at the end, I'm going to give my own personal experience of me setting boundaries. And I may even answer some of them when I answer the questions or ask the questions. But I'm going to ask the questions first. Number one, I put examples of boundaries in my own personal life. That's what, again, would be towards the end. The first question is your life out of order in some areas? Number two, do I need to set boundaries? And the last three are more so just statements that I'm going to kind of sound upon and dive in deeper. What's the results of setting boundaries? The other, making others respect my boundaries. And the last, the purpose of boundaries. So let's, as always, start with the first question. And it's interesting. I just want to put this out there. I'm a very inquisitive person by nature. So oftentimes, like when I do things, or if I'm going to do something, I like to always ask questions. And that's just my nature. Even when I was in college, my professor was like, "Hey, you know, it's a great quality. Don't lose it about you." So me, I'm the kind of person, when I do a podcast or anything I'm doing, I want to make it interactive. So a lot of the questions that I am asking and also answering in the podcast, please feel free to, you know, on the podcast, you ask, you know, is your life out of order, you know, and just give your answer. You know, it's always welcome. It's always appreciated. We'll definitely respond back to you, you know, give you some feedback, you know, and we just want to hear your perspective of it as well, because the purpose of this podcast is just to encourage people. You know, oftentimes when me and my wife have had conversations, she would always say, "What I wish I would have knew that when I was younger. I wish I would have had somebody to tell me that when I was younger." So really, our heart behind the podcast, and she will be joining us on some future podcasts. I know it's always me. I'm always saying us and me. It's like, well, where's she at? It's always you, you know. So you know, she'll be joining us on some future podcasts. But I just always, we always say, well, you know, if I had somebody to tell me that when I was younger, or if I had someone to tell me that, you know, then I would be a lot further than I am now. So that's the purpose of the podcast. The purpose of the podcast is to encourage people my age and younger, and even those who are older who may not know. You know, I'm not assuming you do or don't know. You may very well know, you know. So again, everything that we discuss or talk about, it's my opinion. You know, please don't crucify me on social media, you know. So, but let me start with the first question for today. Is your life out of order? You know, and, you know, I asked that question to myself. And again, it's an interactive question. So as I'm talking or as I'm done answering a question, you can think about it, you know, for yourself is, you know, is your life out of order? You know, do I spend too much money? Do I spend too much time watching TV? Or do I spend too much time playing video games? Or do I spend too much time with people who are not adding, you know, or making my life better? You know, that's why I asked the question. Do I need to set boundaries? Well, if the answer to the first question was yes, then I would say you probably would need to set boundaries. You know, if I'm spending 6 hours a day playing video games, then I probably want to set myself, you know, a boundary as it relates to like maybe a time frame. You know, as well, I'll play video games from 4 p.m. to 5:30. You know, just so that I don't eat up all my time or waste all my time playing video games. You know, so you know, just realistic things. What is the results of me setting boundaries? I'll say for one, the number one result of anyone setting boundaries, you know, in life is you want to accomplish a certain thing, whether it's save money or not spend 3 to 4 or 5 hours a day watching TV or with it just wasting time. You know, that's, you know, because for a lot of people who are, you know, very productive, you know, they may not want to spend 3 or 4 hours a day, you know, wasting time watching TV. And I guess, you know, if you're spending 3 or 4 hours a day watching TV, you know, I guess you're not very productive, you know. But again, I don't want to assume you're not productive because, you know, maybe in your spare time, you might have 4 hours a day you just watch TV, you catch me on your TV shows. So, you know, and you know, what's the results of me setting boundaries? Did I just read that? I think I did. Okay, next one. Making others respect my boundaries. You know, how do I make others, you know, respect my boundaries, you know? And I think for each individual, it's an individual thing, you know. Like, for instance, I know me and my wife in our home, oftentimes we have family members who may come and visit who are not married. And they want to bring their significant other. And we're always like, sure, you know, you can bring them, you know, you can bring them, you know. But because you're not married, just know that, you know, it's not okay, you know, if you sleep in the same room, you know. You know, so, you know, you're, you know, we always give the woman or the, you know, the woman of the room and tell the gentleman he can sleep on the couch, or we have an air mattress, a double layer queen size air mattress that you can, you know, you can blow up and put in the living room, or you can sleep on the couch, you know, whichever is, you know, you prefer, you know. So, and the last one is the purpose of boundaries. And really, the purpose of boundaries really is just to kind of put things into perspective or put things into order. You know, in every area of our lives, there are boundaries, even if we don't even realize it. You know, like for instance, many of us probably drive to work or drive our kids to school or just drive to the grocery store. Isn't that governed by a speed limit? That's your state or the specific county or city that you live in saying, hey, when you're on this road or this street, the speed limit is 25, you know, or the speed limit is 45, or the speed limit is 35. It's a boundary, you know, that they're setting to help keep order as it relates to people not, you know, doing like 50 miles per hour through a neighborhood where there's might be kids outside playing or people just, you know, people actually just walking their dog or whatever. You know, I don't want you come through driving 50 miles an hour and hit somebody, you know. So in every area of our lives, there's boundaries. You know, I'm at my job, I work from 8 to 6, you know? So they give us the boundary there, you know, is that my shift starts at 8 o'clock and it ends at 6 o'clock. That's the boundary, you know? So if we come outside of that or past that, you're late, you know, and they dock your time, you know? So just kind of really understanding that boundaries are good. And sometimes, you know, when we fail to set boundaries, there can be consequences, you know. And when I use the word consequences, I'm not necessarily saying it in a negative sense. You know, consequences can be both negative and or good, you know? But one of the things that, you know, that I've learned in my own life to set boundaries is, you know, I'm a gamer. You know, I play a lot of video games. And when I first got married, I would spend hours upon hours upon hours playing video games. My wife, she wasn't cool with that. You know, I was used to being a single man who would come home from work and just play games, you know, watch a lot of TV. You know, I also DJed on the side and recorded and edited audio for people, which is what me and my wife now do for our business. You know, but outside of that, I was wasting a lot of time. You know, when you get married or when you're in a relationship with somebody, when you have, you know, or myself now, I have a son, you know, it may not be too productive for you to spend hours upon hours upon hours playing video games or watching TV. You know, it's not reproductive, you know. My wife, like, hey, you've been at work all day. I haven't seen you. You're going to spend 3-4 hours playing a game? No, I mean, I wouldn't spend 3-4 hours playing a game, but I would say about an hour and a half, 2 hours, you know. But again, that may be too much time when you have a son and a wife and you've been at work all day long or you've been at work all night long. There may be too much time. You know, you're wasting time. That's time you'd be spending, you know, with your family, you know. Another example is when I was in my early 20s, I had a friend. Me and my wife actually just recently went to his wedding last weekend. It was beautiful. It was wonderful. But when I was in my early 20s, I used to drop the N-bomb a lot. You know, the N-I-G-G-A word. Yeah, I used to drop that joint a lot. I used to drop the N-bomb a lot. And, you know, I remember one time I called him that. He was like, hey, yo, man, you know, I love you. You know, we cool, but don't even call me that. You know, I'm out of N-word. Don't call me that. You know, he's, I don't like that word. I don't like being called that. I don't even like being affiliated with that. So can you please not call me that? You know, I was like 20 years old, 21, 20, 21. So I was like, you know what? I respect that. That was a boundary that he set. Hey, do not call me that. I don't like that, you know? And just examples of how even in our engagement with people day to day, how people have to set boundaries. You know, one of the things that, happened in my first year of marriage is me and my wife, when we'd be getting into, you know, disagreements or conflicts, they would verbally get abusive, and violent, just verbally, you know. And we had met with a good brother of ours in the faith who had been married for about, I'll say, 15 to 17 years now, you know. And one of the things that he had said to us, him and his wife, was like, you know, you guys, you know, you're married now, but one of the things we want to suggest to you is that when you guys are, you know, having heated discussions or heated arguments or, you know, conflict, you know, verbally, kind of set boundaries as to what you will say or what you won't say, you know. Or he had given us an example. He said, hey, me and my wife, during our years of marriage, one of the boundaries that we have set is that when we are both upset, we are both heated, you know, our blood is boiling. We do not talk far as not that we don't talk, but we don't talk about the issue that made us heated or may get us heated, because it's only going to cause, you know, more tension and going to end up yelling and screaming. So it's just a boundary to set, like, hey, when I'm upset, you're upset. Let's kind of wait till we either calm down or have this conversation the next day, you know, when we're both calm, and kind of revisit that issue, you know. And I mean, makes sense, you know. Nothing productive comes when it comes to having a conversation with somebody and you're both heated or angry. Nothing positive comes out of that, except the fact that you may be like, oh man, I messed up. I may not want to do that again or say that again. That's the only thing that comes out of that. And that's even if you even care enough to be like, you know what? I shouldn't have said that. You know what? I shouldn't have did that. You know? So, you know, in our first year of marriage, that's one of the things that we kind of put a boundary on each other. Say, hey, you know what? Right now I'm upset. When are you upset? And I really don't feel comfortable with the way this conversation is going, because you're angry and you're starting to raise your voice. I'm starting to raise my voice. So can we just have this conversation either, you know, in a couple hours or tomorrow when we both calm down? You know, I was like, you know what? Cool. You know, whatever. You know, you know, you mad, you're like, whatever, you know, and it's natural. You know, it's a natural feeling to have when you're angry, like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? You just don't want to discuss the issue, but whatever. But, you know, and we normally end up talking about it the next day or some days, you know, sometimes, most times, you know, a couple hours once we're both calmed down, you know. Another boundary that, you know, I have set, you know, in my life, and it's just simple. I'm not like, you know, a lot of people that I know actually have this boundary, but it's like, I tell people, when you come inside my home, take your shoes off, you know. That's a boundary that I have in my house, you know? And sometimes people ask me, well, why? I'm like, well, if you want to know, because, you know, me and my son, we wrestle and we play on the floor in our house. And sometimes I lay on the floor and watching movies or watching TV, you know, watching TV. And I said, I don't want someone to be, come inside my house, stepping on my floor while I lay and play with my son. And, you know, you just stepping on God knows what outside, you know, probably poop or dog, you know, dog poop or urine or gum or whatever, you know. I don't want you walking in my house or not walking on my carpet on my floor with those germs, you know, from outside, you know, and most people respect it, you know, most people respect it, you know. And another boundary is the one that I actually had mentioned earlier is that, you know, when people come to visit us, you know, who are not married, you know, and spend the night, say, hey, you're welcome to stay, brother, you and your girlfriend, but you guys are not married. So you can't sleep together, you know, in our house, you know. And sometimes people, some family members say, oh, yeah, it's cool. You know, I don't mind. And some family members are like, yeah, I don't want to come over. Hey, brother, that's fine. You know, I would want you to come over, you know, but I also want you to respect the boundaries that I have set inside my home as well, you know. And another boundary that me and my wife have set when we got married, you know, when you first get married, people who are married, you know, you already know, or you can, you know, you probably already can relate to what I'm about to say. But those who are not married, you know, again, when you've been single and living on your own, you know, for a long time and paying your own bills, and, you know, if you want to buy, you know, but I don't want to buy a movie or a pair of shoes or some clothes or a game, you just go and buy it. You know, you just, hey, that's my money. You know, but me and my wife, when we got married, one of the things that we had discussed is that, you know, we wouldn't spend over $100 if it was like nothing outside of like, I mean, if it's like tissue or food or gas or yeah, that, whatever, that's cool. You know, bills, that's fine. But if it's like something that we wanted personally, like a, you know, buy some new clothes or buy some new shoes or just go out and buy a game or go to the movies or, you know, I mean, you know, but just anything that's, you know, me spending over $100, you know, we wouldn't do that without asking, hey, honey, I wanted to buy this, you know, dress or this pair of shoes or this new, you know, Jordans. Can I go and get, you know, no, especially, you know, and that helped us because when we first got married, we didn't make as much money as we do now. So our budget wasn't as, you know, as much as it is now. It's much tighter. So the last thing, you know, you want to do is, you know, once you guys get acclimated and you're used to paying the water bill with what she brings in, or, you know, you paying the rent with what he brings in, and you go to pay the water bill and the money's gone because she done spent a pair of shoes or bought a dress or something. It's like, hey, where's the money for the, you know, for the this ABC and D? Well, I spent it. I bought ABC and D. So, you know, we just, you know, you learn from your lessons. You know, you know what? That's fine. You know, so as we were married with our first year, we say, you know what, honey? I think it's wise that we just come together and say, you know what, if we want to spend all this kind of money, you know, we should just first consult with each other and see if it's okay, you know. And 9 times out of 10, you know, especially now, I'm like, whatever, you know, I don't really care, you know. My wife, she, I want to buy some. Hey, can I buy these shoes or these boots? Whatever boots, whatever. I don't care, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But just always getting in the habit of us setting that boundary and asking each other, hey, is it okay? I know some people may feel very indifferent about it. Like, and different about this, like, hey man, this is my money. I work my job, and she work her job. I'm do what I want to do. Hey, look, brother or sister, hey, look, whatever you guys do inside your home, hey, I'm okay with it. You know, I have no beef with what you do or how you do things, but this is how we do things inside of my home. You know, and it works for us. You know, it really, really works for us. And you know, one of the things that I've learned as I've gotten older is that oftentimes, you know, when you don't have any boundaries or have any kind of order to things, because 9 times out of 10, boundaries are set into place 9 times out of 10, really just to bring order, you know, in areas in our life where we may be like, again, spending too much time or spending too much money or just doing things, you know, or hanging with people I probably shouldn't be hanging with, you know, not saying that they're doing anything wrong, but, you know, for myself, I'm a believer, you know, and I'm a married man. So it wouldn't be wise for me to spend my time with people with men and or women who may be married but cheating on their husbands or wives. You know, it may not that's not very wise. So me, I set boundaries for myself. You know, I don't hang around certain people. I don't do certain things. You know, I know. Cass and I know they be going to strip club. I don't go to strip club. You know, that's just me. That's the boundary that I set, you know, for myself. You know, and I tell people all the time, man, look, man, I don't have no problem with what you do, man. You know, whatever you do, if it works for you, it works for you. But this is just things that I've set in my life. One of the things that I will say that boundaries have helped me to achieve and the results of it is that it actually brings things into order, and it also can bring peace and tranquility. You know, when you're always when you're always spending a lot of time playing video games or watching, you know, a lot of TV, and you're married and you have a child, that's a problem. You know, your wife is like, yo, you've been at work all day or all week and you come home and play the game for 3-4 hours. Like, yo, are you crazy? You know, I mean, it brings up an argument, you know? So now we just have set times where I may play the video games where when they go to sleep, you know what I'm saying? Or before I go to bed, I may spend an hour playing video games. You know, again, that's fine because my son's asleep, my wife is asleep. So there's no tension there. So it wasn't really a matter of me playing video games, but it's more so the time I play them. You know, if my wife wants to talk to me about how her day was or, you know, some things that's on her heart and I'm playing video games, yeah, probably piss anybody off, you know. Or if I'm want to have a conversation with my wife and she on the phone for 2 or 3 hours talking to her friends or, you know, family, I'm like, yo, I'm only home for some amount of hours, or yo, I just got home. You know, I can't have your time. I can't talk to you, you know? So, I mean, again, it's not more so about what I do with us. It was more so when I do it, you know? So one of the things I also wanted to touch on is that, because, you know, I have a lot of guys in my job that I work with who are like in their early 20s. And I actually mentioned that on one of my previous podcasts, is that oftentimes I talk to them and I engage them and I'm like, yo, man, you know, I see you making a lot of bread, you know, your young brother making a lot of bread, you know, and I just, you know, want you to know that, you know, you probably should save it, you know, save some money, you know, because I was you. I was that guy in my 20s, making money, making good money, but was living check to check. Why? Because I didn't have any discipline and I didn't set any boundaries when it came to saving money or putting money aside. I did not do that. I was not raised doing that, you know. You know, my mom and my dad, you know, they did the best they could for us growing up, but we lived check to check. So now that I'm older, now that I was older, I wanted everything that I wanted to get. Because when I was younger growing up, I couldn't get what I wanted. So now that I was in my early 20s working for the railroad, making good money, if I wanted something, I bought it, you know. I remember at one time, because I was big into car audio, you know, subwoofers, stereos, speakers. I remember at one time, and this is no lie. I do not know. But at one time, every 6 to 9 months, I would buy a new system. Like I would buy a new stereo system, a new amplifier, a new subwoofer. I would switch them out. You know, when me and my wife got married, I think I actually had like, if I'm not mistaken, I had two stereos, car stereos that I had. Like I actually had this like when we got married, and I had like two amplifiers, and I had an extra subwoofer box, and I also have one in my car now. My wife was like, "Yo, where you get all this stuff from?" I'm like, "Yo, I used to buy stuff, sell it, and get it, you know, buy something new." I mean, that's just what I was into, you know. But again, as I was realizing, that stuff costs money. I was probably spending thousands of dollars on audio equipment. Why? That makes no sense. That's thousands of dollars I could have had saved, you know, in my account, you know. Just again, when you are young and you don't set any boundaries, you just kind of do whatever, you know. Another one, my wife actually had told me later on after I proposed to her, she was like, you know, it's actually what made me respect you as a man. But another boundary that I had is that when I met my wife, I was in my mid-20s. I was celibate because I had told myself, you know, I told myself in the Lord that, you know, when I get married, you know, I wanted to save myself for marriage at that point. Once I realized, you know, that I shouldn't be doing what I was doing based off the boundaries that the Lord has set for those who believe in him, you know, Christians, those who believe in him, you shouldn't be out there smashing, you know, different bras or smashing different dudes. So when I met my wife, I had been celibate for 5 years. You know, so when I met her, I told her, I said, you know, I just have one boundary. I said, I don't go inside of female houses or their homes, and I don't allow them to come inside my home. That's just a boundary that I set for myself, because I know if you know, you're looking good and smelling good and, you know, and chemistry kickoff is going to go down. You know, I'm not going to even try to deceive myself. I'm a heterosexual male. You are a woman who's attracted to men. And if you come inside my home, and we watching Netflix and chilling and start kissing and rubbing, it's going down. So I just said to kind of alleviate all that, I don't allow women to come inside my home. I don't go inside their home. But I was like, you know, if you're having a party or whatever, yeah, I come to your house all day. And vice versa, she came to my house, you know, many times having parties or whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? It's nothing. Like, it's not like you can't come to my house never. No. I'm not coming to your house when we are alone. And she respected me for that. She's like, you know, I've never met a dude who has said that. I said, you know, and I was hoping it didn't scare her away, and it didn't, you know. But it's just, again, a boundary that I had set for myself because I wanted to protect my purity. You know, and also by doing that, I was protecting the other person's purity, at least while they were in my presence or while they were in a relationship with me. Anyways, and over the years, because of that, I did lose quite a few ladies that I was interested in. But you know, it's cool. You know what I mean? It all worked out, you know, for the good. You know, I'm not ashamed or embarrassed about it or, you know, something about it. I mean, it is what it is, you know. You know, if they wanted to be with me, they would have respected, you know, the boundaries that I put into place, and they didn't. So they're not here. I found my best friend, my wife, you know. So I just examples out of my own personal life, that boundaries that I've set and why I have set them. And just that when you are young and, you know, you're making good money, you're working a job, you know, A lot of the times we tend to waste our time, waste our money, and our energy. And out of all three of those, it's only one of those that you can get back. And that's money. I mean, you can get energy back too. What I'm saying is I can't get back the wasted time that I spent with somebody, right? Or even again, the money that I waste, I may get it back eventually, but I can't get it back. I can't get it back at that point. I might get it back a few weeks down the road or a month or so. But the point is, you know, I just recognize that I wasted a lot of time, money, and energy. So that's why I choose to, excuse me, that's why I choose to navigate the way that I do. And I choose to set boundaries in my own life. And I just pray that this could help encourage, you know, somebody out there. Because, you know, again, when you are young, and I'm not going to say that no one ever told you, you know, but, you know, because I don't want to assume that your mom and dad didn't teach you. That would be an insult, you know, to you and to them. But oftentimes you forget or you don't care, you know. So, again, the goal of the About This Love soundbite is just to encourage you, to provoke you to a deeper thought, to ask you, you know, for you to ask yourself, you know, do I have boundaries in my life? Is my life out of order? Am I entertaining people that I call friends who are not really friends at all? Am I going to the club, or am I going spending a lot of money on clothes and shoes? You know, it's like that's crazy. You know, I had mentioned him on one of my previous podcasts, but I watch a guy on YouTube named Dave Ramsey, and he's a financial advisor, and he's a millionaire. You know, and one of the things that he talks about is how he has given financial advice to celebrities, professional athletes, artists, you know, in every realm. He's a believer, you know, And one of the things that he always says for himself is that one of the number one thing that I always tell people as it relates to finances and money is millionaires or people who become wealthy off buying, whether it's real estate or properties, he said, they do not buy things that come down in value. They do not spend their time and or money in things that won't pan out. They set boundaries, you know? So one of his callers on his show, he allowed people to call in and ask him for financial advice, or, you know, ask him, was this dumb or what should I do? But one of the gentlemen that had called him on one of the episodes was that a guy who had like four or five cars. He was like 28, made good money. I mean, he made like 180 a year. But one of the things that Dave Richardson said to him was that this right here. He said, well, one, you can only drive one car at a time. He said, two, you know, you have a lot of investments in vehicles. And by the time you got them paid off, they're probably going to depreciate. So that is a very unwise purchase, you know. That's just an example of how the boundaries that I've set in my life, and me and my wife have set in our life, is that we don't spend too much money on things that might not be worth it in a couple of years. No, don't get me wrong. I know that I have an hour commute to work, so don't get me wrong. You know, I'm gonna buy a decent car. You know, I'm gonna buy a car that may last me 5 to 7, hopefully even longer than that. So I mean, of course, to do that, you're gonna have to pay money. That's different. But I'm not gonna spend, you know, my money and my time, as far as my time and the people that I know are just doing things that I don't necessarily agree with or subscribe to, or it's not bettering me in my life, you know. So thank you for tuning in. Let me leave you with this question. What boundaries have you set in your life in different scenarios and in different areas of life? And what have been your results from setting those boundaries, you know? And again, we would love to hear from you. You can leave us a comment on this on Facebook. You can also, again, follow us on social media, About This Love on Facebook. IG is About This Love, all lowercase, all one word. And on our business, it's Facebook, it's Multidimensional Media Domain, LLC. And on IG, it's Multidimensional. I'm sorry. On IG, it's MDMD underscore LLC, and that's all lowercase. And on Twitter, it's MDMD LLC, all capitalized. Thank you again for tuning in. And don't worry if you didn't catch the social medias. I always leave a link in the description. Always. There will always be a link in the description. You can just go to the link and follow. Peace. About this love. About.